Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Folks, I can tell you this right now. Sorry to interrupt the program, but my New Year's resolution is to cut back on the sugar, add a little more protein. Why? Because why not? I want to take ownership of my health while eating some very tasty things. That's why I head over to the fine folks over at Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/dumb to grab a variety pack of the real deal cereal. You got four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack of cereal has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, only 104 calories a serving. So go to magicspoon.com/dumb to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code DUMB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's back with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Again, magicspoon.com/dumb. And use code DUMB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. We are here. We are better than ever. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show, the number one What the Fuck Are You Wearing, Joseph? Is that a full-time thing throughout this podcast?
It's very bright in here, Bob.
Michael, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, my patience is like razor thin tonight, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to really take your fucking sunglasses off. You're inside.
Your patience is razor
You're
thin.
Inside, man. You're inside.
I've had a long day. I have bags on my eyes. I'd rather not show them. It was an early wake up. I had to fly cross country, and I wanted to do this podcast yesterday, but you were busy fucking Winter Olympics.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have kids, Joe. Sorry. You'll see. Can't wait for your day to come. I cannot fucking wait.
You were having a hell of a time on the luge or the tubing, whatever it was you were doing.
It was for my children. It's for my children.
Kind of a dangerous thing for kids to be snow tubing down that big hill.
Yeah, no kids go snow tubing ever. That's a first. It's the first that I've ever seen.
Michael, did you watch that Packers game yesterday, Michael?
Here we go.
I know you did. I saw 20 fucking... By the way, I don't want to ever hear anything about any of the content I put out for football ever again after I witnessed 10 consecutive Instagram stories, a score update, a face update, a smile update, a graphic of Jordan Love riding a camel into the sunset or whatever the fuck that was update. It was like boom, 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 boom. I mean, you talk about
people were loving it.
The pot calling the kettle black, and that's fine that people love it. I'm happy, but I mean, my God, Joe. I'm just saying, don't break my chops about when I put out
Mikey,
content with football.
If the Bears won a playoff game of that magnitude, you would be posting all week. Mm. Maybe all month.
Maybe all year. Maybe all year. Great game for the Packers. Jordan Love again. Their defense somehow, you know, they did what they had to do. That was a great win for the Packers. Great win.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I will never watch another football game with the Jet, yet alone bet on it, dude. I don't have the discipline to just ride the pros, to just ride Mikey V into the night, sprinkle in Nicky Dine. I can't do it. I can't just stay the course. And I've been following this jerk off Day in, day he's the
you guys are bad for one another when you watch the games together. It's like oil and water. It's not a good mixture.
Gambler. The way that this guy bets, it's just awful. And he's backed me into a corner to where I will re-retire.
I'm gonna Bob, he's not putting a gun to your head making you take his picks.
Yeah, I'm a rider though, dude. I'm a rider. He stinks. He's one of the very golf in particular. I have taken 100 golf bets with him, and I always go with his
was
golf.
That, was that what was the bet you gave me last week? It was on Sunday. A golf pick. It was horrible. It was horrible. No, it was not. It was horrible. It was good value, which I did agree. It was good value.
What one was
to
that?
Win the tournament know. A week ago on a Sunday? Was it Shoffley? No.
Yeah,
it was Shoffley. Andrew Shoffley. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
was that you or was that Jet?
That was Jet. Of course, it was always Jet. It was always
Bob. You have to like the pick really a little bit that. To ride it.
No, I mean, no. I wrote it because Bob rarely texts me a golf pick, and he texted me a golf pick. So I was, I wrote.
Wasn't even close.
I checked the leaderboard. He wasn't on it. I'm like the one that they do out, like the big one. Yeah. He wasn't on there. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Like the guy must have got hurt or something. I don't know.
It's really, really tough. Mikey, first things first, that jacket is tremendous.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's like a pullover.
Nice Yankees jacket there. I will say, in regards to the Lake Placid thing, I just never would see you as a Lake Placid guy.
I'm not. My wife's family went, and so the kids, I went because my wife's family went, and they rented a big, beautiful Airbnb, and it was right outside of town, and it was very nice. It was very nice. The kids had a great time. The kids
That's
had a great time.
The That's kids all had a that great matters.
Time. Kids needed you know to get what? Away.
Yeah, there's other. I wish. Look, I would love to say that I wish I could ski. I mean, skiing does look like a lot of fun. I just I have no.
Her desire. Family very.
Have you ever
skiers.
Skied, Bob?
I was in the fifth grade ski club.
Oh, so you're probably pretty good.
Well, halfway through the club, I would just stay in the clubhouse and eat and go up to the slope. I had no desire for it, but I think my parents wanted to get me out of the house. Yeah. That's that big one for Joey D as the Packers keep rolling right along. But I will say, Joe, do you remember the shit that you used to give Jordan Love of how much this guy stinks and isn't the answer?
I had my quarterbacks back then. You know, I had Aaron Rodgers back. They're ready to get rid of Aaron Rodgers.
They might have gotten rid of him back-to-back
MVP seasons.
Yeah, but this guy, same team he's got this year, Joe. Maybe not even as good. And he's
some of these young receivers are very good too, though. And now that Musgrave is healthy and Kraft is, they got two decent tight ends. I'll tell you this. I think they might beat the Niners.
No, see, that's where I draw the line, Joe.
I think it's going to be a close game, Bob.
But the good news for you is I like the Niners in that game, and that's a very, very good news for you. But no, I think the buck stops there, man. Go ahead, Joseph.
Can you ask Jet what he likes?
Yeah, I'll call him right now, actually.
The Packers are going to be playing with nothing to lose, which is dangerous.
Yes.
When you play a team that's got nothing to lose, it's very dangerous.
That's what they did this week.
I'm going to call Jet right now. This is your answer. I mean, this is your bet right here. Hey, if San Fran favored 10 against the Packers next week, who do you like?
Is this live on a podcast?
Could be.
Yeah, give me San Fran.
Okay, thank you very much. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you those Packers cover, man. I can guarantee you that. I love him to death, man. I love that guy. He stinks. He stinks.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
It is. Mikey's whipping up a bet right now.
A lot of points.
It's an Operation Fade the Jet.
Lake Placid overall was good though, Mikey. You had a good little trip.
Yeah, it was good. You know, yeah,
you
it was good.
You seem tired, Mikey.
Yeah, what's wrong with you today?
I'm tired, bro.
That's understandable. By the way, I'm not coming out.
It was a four and a half hour drive. The kids were, the kids slept majority of the way, but I mean, it was a long weekend, like chasing the kids around. It's just,
but hey,
like, I go back to work tomorrow also.
So. You might
Is it back to the grind tomorrow?
Well, that makes sense, Michael. Now, you should have told me that before. I wouldn't have come out of the gates so hot.
You didn't come out of the gates hot. I just can't believe you're really going to wear sunglasses the entire
time. I have bags under my eyes.
So what? So do I. Who gives a fuck? That's it. People expect us to look like shit. That's the name of the game of this podcast. We're just supposed to be just three jerk-offs. You look
fine. What, Joe? You do look fine. You look tired, too.
I'm tired.
I think it's just the hat. I think if you went backwards hat, I think the shadow is casting a shadow on.
I look tired. And you know what this is from? This is from moving. Moving is the worst thing in the world, bro. It is.
Moving sucks.
It is fucking exhausting. You know that we had the furniture people came the one day. And I'm not joking. The elevator was out of order, so they couldn't bring it up, and it started torrential downpouring as they pulled up. I was losing my fucking mind, Mikey. It was just like you can't.
Only thing worse than moving is moving in the rain. Getting caught in the
rain. Oh my God. And of course, then I call the guys, and this guy tells me state orders, they can't go up more than three flights of stairs.
He got into it with the guy with the mover out on scene.
Bob, I paid $600 for white glove service.
You know what, Joe? What?
That's what they told. They told me I had the premium, that I had the premium moving white glove service. The three guys coming in and they assemble everything. They put it wherever you want. They do everything. It was the premium. Fuck. I couldn't pay.
And what happened? What was the dilemma?
The problem is it wasn't the mover's fault.
Okay.
Is that my building, the fucking elevator went out of order in the morning. Okay. And I went to the people at the office and I said, can you please call this third party company and make sure the elevator's working. Of course, they didn't do it. So then the movers show up and it starts pouring raining. And I tell this guy that there's a staircase they got to go up. And he says, what floor are you on? I said, the fourth floor. They said, Florida state lines require that we don't have to go up more than three flights of stairs. Indeed. And so I said, well, when's the next opportunity for me to get the move? They said the 17th, which is Wednesday. And I had to fly out to Arizona today on Monday. I mean, Nicole would have been in an empty apartment. So I lost it.
What happened? What was the end result?
I got into it with the guy. The guy said, can you please stop yelling? I said, no, this is outrageous.
So it wasn't the mover's fault. And then he said, it wasn't the mover's fault, but you berated the mover.
I paid for white glove service. Tell me.
I understand that, but you just said it wasn't the mover's fault.
Right. How could you get in?
Initially, it wasn't. But they're telling me they can't go up more than three flights of stairs?
But, Joe,
I mean, it's an act of God. I can't control that. And so, anyway, you know what he said to me? He's like, could you put your fiance on the phone? She's a lot nicer than you are.
Is that what he's
doing? Yeah, so I lost my shit. I lost it, man.
Good for that mover, though.
Good for him. I totally agree.
That is really something else.
I couldn't believe the goal of this guy. That's not white glove service.
That is unbelievable.
He said, could you put your fiance on the phone? She's much nicer to talk to than you are. And then he said, he's like, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to put you on. You can talk to customer service. So then I said, listen, I'm going to call back the technician for the building and see what I can figure out. And then I was on the phone.
So what happened though?
They waited a while and all of a sudden there was just a knock on the door. And the guys were there and they started moving the shit in. I guess they realized that I wasn't gonna. I think part of it was me not berating them, but being a little bit of a hard ass.
They definitely got on the horn with the customer service guy. Yeah. They were like, listen,
you got to deliver it.
This guy is a fucking problem, man.
But can I say something? You know what I did?
Just deliver his fucking couch.
You know what I did though, Bob? I went to the guy when he came in. I said, I know we started off on the wrong foot. And I just want to say thank you for coming through. I said this, and Nicole is my witness. And I said, what I'd like to do is, I said, if you give me your Venmo, I'm going to Venmo you a couple $100.
Good.
For doing it. And you know what he said? He's like, I can't accept your money.
Wow. That's a little hand up accountability from
Joe. I really like this guy.
Well, no, we actually ended up hitting it off afterwards and we were laughing. And then we ended up fucking losing our shit on the customer service people together.
Mike, you know what I got to kick out of Joe the week of his move? Now, look, he's right. Moving
is stressful. It's stressful.
But Joe, he was complaining all day about how he had to do all this packing, that he had to pack everything up. we share the same cleaning lady. So
yeah, Bob, I watched the Bob Does Sports
podcast. Whoa, this guy is really a razor thin.
I heard he paid the cleaning lady to pack up his kitchen.
Well, to help Nicole, because she had a lot on her plate.
Yeah, but then she couldn't come to my house because she said she had to pack for Joe. But meanwhile, Joe complained.
I tell you what, you know, the person who's losing out here is Raina.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you lost out on your.
Yeah, that's why he was upset. That's why he was upset.
Well, I'm not upset, but I'm saying the whole day he was complaining that he had to pack. And then I hit up Raina to come by. She couldn't come by because she had to pack for Joe.
Well, he's had Jet over there for five days. The place looks like a sty.
I've never heard of a cleaning lady help someone move.
Oh, she put in her hard work, man. I paid her well for that.
So yeah, okay. So Bob obviously has paid a cleaning lady to help him move.
And up
again. I mean, I would think that he pays Raina to put her underpants on in the morning.
Oh, that's.
Well, she does everything, Bob. I'm joking, but she does do everything for him.
She's terrific. She's terrific.
I feel bad for her.
I'm looking for a good cleaning person. I wish she would come out here.
I told her to move to Florida. She's losing out a ton of business.
It's not that expensive, too. But there's something about when, especially if you come home from a trip, she has a key to the apartment where when she comes
home. You gave her a key?
That's wild, bro. You
know that is out of
That's wild. Control. You don't have anything valuable in the home, do you?
Oh, of course he does.
Well, besides like electronics and stuff. Like you're not leaving like jewelry out and stuff like that, are you?
Oh, I've been with her for a while, Mike.
I understand that, but you know, things go south in her world. Ripping off a guy like you ain't gonna mean much to her if things really hit the fucking slopes for her.
I'd like to think that it would. I mean, we're pretty tight.
I hope so, man. Yeah. I hope so.
Bob, can you convince her to move to Florida? I don't want to find a new cleaning
Bob,
lady.
Suppose she makes a copy of that key and sells it on the black market.
Well, Bob's out at the end of the month, so he's fine.
That's true. That's true.
But you know, she's also moving.
Do me a favor.
So
no more.
She's also
no more,
helping him move.
Don't,
so
Bob, don't give any copies of the keys out to your place, man. To anybody.
Yeah, I just, you know what,
except Mike, like your mom or like, you know.
If we're pretty tight to where
I get that. But I mean
But Joe, like when she comes into you, do you talk to do you guys talk about her kids?
Nicole and her are very close and she's very good with Dre. Dre loves her.
Listen, I'm sure she's a great, great lady. I'm not disputing that, but I just think a lot of things could go wrong. You start handing out keys to your home. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm just worried about your security. That's all.
Man. But you know, the problem that you have, Mikey, though, is if you did do, because it really, by the way, it's not expensive. It's not like, it's a maid service that we're paying for. I guess it kind of is, but not like a full, it's like a very poor thing. But with kids that I've noticed, like if you clean, it's done within seconds. You know what I mean? Like once Dom gets into that basement and G-Baby get in, like it's all clean and then they'll put their toys out.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah, no. I mean, we have to clean up the house. Well, Holly cleans up the house like three times a day, bro. I even try to help her. She's like, don't even bother.
You know what I do?
They just destroy everything.
Yeah.
Man. They destroy everything. It's crazy.
Bob had a much bigger apartment than me. So when she would come, I would like converse with her for 5 minutes and then I would leave. I would go do something. And then by the time I came back, you walk into a clean apartment. That is nice.
Right.
That's a good feeling. But Bob, I think, stays throughout the whole time.
Why is that?
Well, not intentionally, but if I don't have anything going on, I'll be with her.
I just don't like to stay there while somebody's cleaning my place.
Yeah, we'll have dinner together. Honest to God. Yeah, we'll have dinner together.
And you pay for the dinner, obviously.
Of course. Yeah. Very.
She's making out real fucking good, this Raina.
That's what I'm saying. She should move to Florida.
She's making out real. She may. She may.
The first time I gave her to Joey D, Joey D accused her of taking
the Tupperware.
Cereal bowls.
Yeah.
As if she's going to come in and say, turns out I had the bowls because we had chili night one night at my place. And he accused her of taking chili bowls.
Chili night and you had to bring your own bowl?
Yeah. Chili night. And Bob said, oh, by the way, can you bring those big black bowls? Because those are really good.
Bob, you didn't have bowls?
No,
or you just loved those bowls so much that you wanted those bowls?
I didn't have a bowl. I felt like I was, that's, you know, like a, no, I felt like I was going to a soup
that's
kitchen
not
there, Michael.
True. That's no, not
I felt
so
like
true.
I was going to a soup sometimes kitchen. I bowls for
no,
everybody.
The bowl thing's not true. I don't know where he's getting that. That's not true.
Why would I bring the bowls?
I didn't have clean ones at the time. I had bowls.
Rena had to come this week.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon.
In the grand scheme of things in this group, I really believe that I may be considered an outlier for many reasons, but I really sometimes sit back and think that you guys are like fucking aliens sometimes.
Me?
I really do.
I mean, Joe, for sure.
Joe. Bob, you too, Bob. You are not. So? Yeah, yeah. Who? I mean, well, chilly night and you got to chilly night and bring the bowls.
Joe, I know I have my mannerisms, Joe. You're not a real human being in the sense of you are one of the most insane human beings. And I know, Mike, you would agree with me. Yeah. I have my.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
But in what way?
In every way. Oh, in every way. In every way. It's not bad, Joe, but you're one of one. I mean, that's.
But you told I'm an alien.
You know,
how is that a good thing?
The thing with Joe.
I mean, like, not an alien. Like, E.T. was a great alien. Everybody loved him.
That's one out of a million.
I thought.
I'm trying to think of another good alien.
Yeah, good luck.
E.T. Well, it's a great movie. That would have been.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
Bob, how do you like that movie, Bob?
I loved E.T.
It's old. It's an old movie, Bob.
Yeah, but that might be a childhood. It might be a childhood thing for Bob.
That's right. That's right.
There you go.
Yep. That's exactly that. You know, when I first started, like when I was like, when I'm using Joe and in content, I always thought to myself, like, it's going to take a little bit of a time for people to really see what I like, understand what's going on there. But once you get past that threshold with him, you appreciate just how insane he is. And that's a compliment, Joe. That's a big, big compliment because neither of the shows that we have would be the same without you. Now, I'll tell you who else it wouldn't be the same without. Let's bring in a young man by the name of Nikki Diamonds. Fellas, put your hands together for Nikki Diamonds. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in. Come on now, Diamonds. Come on now, Diamonds. Where's the big
thing? House. Fuck.
Apparently, he's been doing this from his laptop now. Apparently, he's got...
That's good.
Is he still in Atlantic City, though? He's been in Atlantic City for the past week.
I have no idea. He's taking up a residency there.
It's like Elton John at Vegas. Yeah.
He's got a No, he's home.
That's the condo.
He's looking very sharp.
That's
too.
The condo. That's the condo sliding door. He's back home. Thank Christ.
Do you think that might have been too much time possibly in Atlantic City, or was it just right?
Oh, it was absolutely just right. It was absolutely just right.
Yeah, seems
so. You know, first of all, when I go down there, the accommodations are so superb.
Yeah.
That it's the same as being in my living room. You know, when you know guys like the Mad Cuban, you wind up with amazing accommodations.
He is good. He's got a lot of hooks, that guy.
A lot of hooks. Along with the fact that, you know, I got to bring something up. I'm going to come strong. Now I noticed, my inner circle pointed this out to me. I noticed last week we opened up the program. by kind of taking a couple of veiled shots at Old Diamond's cold streak.
Oh, that was Bobby Boy.
Now,
I am
a weekly listener to what I think is the best podcast in the nation. Well, I mean, Joe Rogan could start kicking rocks. So I would say I just cease to remember any real shout outs for the first 18 weeks of
isn't that funny the way that works? It's funny the way that works, isn't it? That's how it goes. Yeah, that's how it goes.
You're
only as good as your last ticket. It's actually sickening.
I think we were material hunting.
But you know what, though? I disagree.
Of course.
I always will give, and then I'll let Joe speak for himself, too, because I think, you know, this is pointed at Joe the same way that...
Oh, was it pointed at me? I didn't say anything.
I think this is a mutual thing. I think it's at Joe, too. But I always talk about how
of a handicap could have spun the whole thing. Could have spun the whole thing and then blamed it all on Joe. They're his picks.
Yeah, that is actually. But Mikey, do I not say how good of a handicapper you are time and time again? And Diamonds, the same way, I'll always point out if you're hot, the time that we got you, you happened to be ice cold last week and you came back scorching. I unfortunately went rogue yet again.
I gotta tell you, what a master deflection by a first-rate media man, Robert Bigger. Yeah.
Yep. He tried to get me involved. I didn't even say
anything. Actually, he tried to blame it on the Canadian.
I didn't even say anything last week. I was sitting there, quiet as a lamb, and then somehow I get the ricochet shot.
I think the credit goes around for good or for bad. I think it's a very mutual thing that it goes around, and it happens to be right now. That's your back. That you're better than ever.
He went off scorched earth policy.
Yeah, I just, you know what? And I've told you, Diamonds, I can't stay the course. I can't stick to the assignment and just stay where we're at. I'll call you, say, you know, should we end up going to the second half? I have a hard time just staying the course. Joseph has his hand up. Joseph, go ahead.
I actually have a question for Nicholas with regards to the accommodations in Atlantic City. What is the preferred hotel stay of choice? And also, do you opt in for the butler service? Because I know that you're probably spending a large sum of money while you're there. Do you get the butler service while you're there?
I believe that if I chose that, we could have the butler service. I happen to not do that. I spend very little time in the room. You know, I am out there. I'm on the casino floor. I want my presence known. You know, you have to imagine the flamboyant clothing that's being worn. I'm looking to make a splash on the floor when I'm there. The preferred hotel is one where, you know, our reputation precedes us. It happens to be the Hard Rock Atlantic City Hotel and Casino Resort.
Sure. Now, something to talk about is if we end up doing this UFC weekend in March, I would look very much forward to that. What does that weekend entail? Is that a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night thing that you guys...
That is set up already. So that needs to actually be canceled to not happen. I already have the entire thing set.
Michael, are you aware of this?
Yeah.
Whoa! I mean,
me and Nick are going to go either way. So, but I said, like, getting you guys on the books is going to be tough because I don't know your schedule. Your guys' schedule is all over the place with traveling and shit, but me and Nick are definitely going.
Your rooms are ready.
Whoa, Bobby Boy! We gotta get our ass out of the city.
You have an adjoining suite overlooking the Atlantic Ocean.
That is sensational.
But the only thing is, I mean, Diamonds, I don't want an adjoining suite with him.
Well, why not?
I mean, you know, that's going to be an interesting scene between me.
We and all know your late night fetishes, Cole Cups.
What is that? Late night basketball picks? I don't know.
Joey will be in there watching Golden Girls covered in oil.
Hey, you can't take a man away from his true loves, you know?
No, he always had a thing for me, Arthur. Oh, God.
No, I will look, I would take whatever you guys throw my way, but I will say I think us going to the UFC for me would be one of the most fun nights. I would really look forward to that. I might be digging a little too deep here and getting a little greedy, but is there any way we could run Ray Ozzie's Tarlum back again?
Oh my God, Bob, you can't ask for that
out of line.
That is out of line, Bob. That's the hardest reservation in America.
I mean, we could do that, but really, how could you do that?
That's Bob. What are you?
I'm gonna look into this. Shocking.
That out of line, Michael?
Yeah,
Bob. That is.
I mean, it's not out of line in the sense that like he could do that and make that happen, but like
I'm trying to run it back.
Logistically, I don't think number one. I don't think he wants to go. Number one, number two.
I wouldn't go back to that dump. Okay. I wouldn't go back to that shithole dump if for four free meals.
But Diamond Bob, Frankie and Johnny's was so good last time.
Frankie and Johnny's was terrific.
I mean, well, Mikey wouldn't know, but I mean, everybody else had a great time.
I mean, there are plenty of times. So.
But the only thing I will say, Diamonds, is you were so upset.
First of all, $40 still for a shirt.
But... Yeah, great Bob, shirt. That meant Bob, a lot to me. That meant a lot to me. You know that. But with the way that dinner started out, which, by the way, my number one dinner of all time, no matter what they sent you out, you were so turned off by them not having the table ready out of the gate that it didn't matter what they brought out. They were already done. And I don't think that's necessarily fair in the sense of I thought the food was unbelievable. And I thought they were done. It was over before it even started.
It's the principles.
Look, here's the thing. We all know my shortcomings as a man. Okay? And one of them is, in a situation like that, you're absolutely right. The night was ruined for me the minute that happened. The only good thing about it is the fact that I looked over and I saw that the three of you and Michael and his wife and sister-in-law appeared as though they were having a wonderful, wonderful evening, which gave me great joy. I, as you well know, am a man of a prideful man, and I am exceptionally, and I would imagine Michael will have me here, courteous. I felt as though the attitude and the reaction upon our entrance was extremely discourteous, and that will be it. For me.
But Diamonds, when they found out that you were there, they literally yanked somebody off of the table who hadn't even ordered yet and gave them the check. So yeah.
It was a scramble job though.
Threw them off the table.
You know the old story of Gaiji's ring, Bob? You ever hear of Gaiji's ring?
No.
Okay, let me educate you and Joe, because I don't think Joe's heard of it either. Gaiji's ring is a story about, basically, in a nutshell, when you do the right thing in front of people, it doesn't count really as much as when you do the right thing when nobody could see you. When you got to do the right thing when you're not in the spotlight. And that guy failed the Gaiji's ring test that night at Rayo's.
And that is why that man, Michael, is my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gaiji's ring.
But did you not end up
having... Who's Gaiji, though?
That's not important right now. We're not
going to
get...
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'd like to know who Gaiji is.
With the semantics.
He don't work at Rayo's, I could tell you that. Gaiji doesn't work at Rayo's.
Was that a top three dinner of your life, Mikey?
That was sensational.
Yeah, I mean, the experience... Listen, I thought the food was very good. I'm not going to say the food was the greatest meal I've ever had in my life. But the dinner itself, the experience, and actually, I thought, you know, it pains me to say this because I saw the stress that it brought my good dear friend here. But it really played out into like one of the, like, it was like a storybook kind of a, kind
it was
of
the build up. The build because, up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, it was a magical, it was a magical crescendo of events into the culmination of what I thought was a magnificent evening. If I'm going to be totally honest about it, I thought it was a magnificent evening. The bus was tremendous. That bus was great.
Oh, that was,
the bus was sensational. It was very, very accommodating. Very,
it was, that's not a bus. That good was like seats. A chartered.
Yeah. That Mercedes. Was nice. That was nice.
That like that was nice. A grand, that was a grand life. Carriage.
It was a real life Death Star.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was like being in the Death Star.
For me, it was the buildup of everything. It was my first time ever meeting Mikey.
That's right.
It was the night that Bob gave me my retirement watch. It was my first time ever meeting Nicholas. And then on top of that, it was just like the whole night was like a crescendo into what then was a disastrous entrance. But I mean, it was unbelievable. The whole night was special. It was a special night, you know. And I think we could have gone anywhere to some like.
But little, here's the thing,
little place. Know, it still would have been special because the company
here's,
was.
Here's Bob's angle on this whole thing: is the guy wants to have a dinner, but there's plenty of places in AC where we have had excellent dinners. And Nick makes them just, I mean, it's just as good.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Where are you thinking, Molino? You thinking Il Molino?
Guys, I could.
I'm asking what you're thinking. That's all.
I'm thinking of Valentina's in Barnegat, which is like, I mean, we just go right outside Atlantic City, private. We can go there. We can go. We could do it at Il Molino. You know how we'll be treated there.
Very nice.
I could contact. We could go to Chef Vola. The only problem for me and you, Michael, at Chef Vola is we're both 300 pounds. We don't fit. It's impossible for us to move.
Yeah, I don't like being confined in small places.
I mean, here's the thing.
Unless it's next to a fireplace.
Yeah, that's nice. That room is grandiose, that room.
There's places even too. You want to come back up to the city and do it properly. Rao's is so far in the distant chart of my top 10. I mean, I blow it out of the water. The place you won't even remember that it existed.
Yeah. What was the place, Bob, where he did the stuffed peppers with the little munchkin?
Oh, that was where was that? That was
Nani.
Yeah, Nani.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That place looked fun, too.
Nani's a good time.
It's always... The thing with Diamonds is Diamonds does... He does care about people having... He's always watching to make sure that everybody's having a good time. That I think sometimes Diamonds thinks, you know what, Diamonds? Take a little time for yourself. You know what I mean? I don't think you take enough time for yourself.
Well, I don't, but I don't get to see you as much as I'd like. And yeah. I would like to... fold you in the warmth of my embrace.
Fair enough. So here's the deal. We got a good trip to look forward to. Okay. And by the way, it wasn't do or die on Rao's. That was just something, you know, that I just threw out there.
If you want to go to Rao's, if that's what you want, we'll go to Rao's. If that's what you want to do, when would we go though?
That's logistically that's how would you go? That's the problem. Like you're gonna
you
go
remember
here. What are you gonna do?
It's not just the UFC. That's the weekend of the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
Oh, no, we need to be in the sport. We got to be in the sports book. Got to be in the sports book.
I will be in heaven.
This trip has got a whole lot sweeter.
What you want to do, and I hate to sound this way, you just want to hitch your wagon to my star and be done with it.
Okay. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Diamond, you're on a hot streak, and we appreciate you for that. Okay, both you and Mikey are firing on all cylinders. Don't follow the jet. Fade the jet in every which way. Go ahead, Diamonds.
I have one thing I have to say. You do an ad sometimes that I have tremendous respect for on mental health and
that'd
depression and whatnot.
BetterHelp.
I have to tell you something. That is wonderful. Never leave. Never leave them in the lurch. For people out there that are struggling, you're not alone. That is a wonderful ad you run. Very proud of you about that. Very proud.
Well, I'm sure they also pay Bob. That helps, but
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm sure the Shriners Children's Hospital is getting something too, but I mean, Well, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Diamonds, and I appreciate that. All eyes on AC. We love you. That's your Diamond in the Rough segment right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give a nice warm round of applause for Nikki Diamonds. Diamonds, you
Nicholas.
Hey, see you Saturday, pal. Big one Saturday.
We are ready to go, my friend.
Oh, Herald Square.
Everything is ready. We're going to go in with our dear friend, the Tef, one more time.
Oh,
and that's it. With that, I bid you adieu.
We love you, Diamonds. We love you.
What an absolute legend.
So we got Mikey V holding down the fort at the Breezy Lounge. Mikey V, why don't you take the time to tell the folks what they could be looking forward to coming this Saturday?
Saturday, January 20th. That's this Saturday. Breezy Lounge in the Five Iron Bar in Herald Square, because I think there's a couple in New York. This one's Herald Square, 6th Ave, I believe. 4 o'clock start Eastern, watch party for the NFL divisional round. You got Ravens hosting the Texans at 4:30. You got Niners hosting Joey's Packers at 8:15 or 8:30. You got me, you got Nikki Diamonds, Dicky Gas, Grill Guy.
Wow, what a lineup.
Mixy. Subscribers get their first drink on the house, free drink ticket for only subs on the house. First drink is free. There's going to be food put out. There's going to be Breezy merch put out. It's going to be a really, really nice night. And Five Iron, from what I understand, is very excited about it. Spoke to Scotty yesterday, Bob. Sure. He said that they were very, very much for it, and they're looking forward to it. So if you could turn out 4 o'clock this Saturday, NFL Divisional Round Playoff Watch Party, 4 p.m., Herald Square, Five Iron Breezy Lounge.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Something to look forward to. Sure. Fellas, it's time we get into our buy or sell segment of the week. If you don't mind, I'll start off with what is just such an obvious, easy sell. And I was pulling for them. I really was, with all due respect to Joey D, because I there's nothing that I dislike about him. I'm selling the Cowboys. I don't mind, you know, I want to see Joe win. I want his team to win. He's good with us with the Yankees, so I don't root against the Packers. But my only thing is I really do like Dak Prescott, and I think he's such a classy guy. I bought him before. He was unbelievable. I mean, he's not going to be named MVP, but he at least was in the running maybe for MVP.
Definitely was. Yeah. Top contender for the MVP.
I think he's so likable. I was pulling for them. Holy shit, man.
It's a bad look, man. That was year in and year out.
Oh, God. Was that just awful? I think it's an easy, obvious sell, but just had to be done. I'm selling the Cowboys. Mikey V, we send it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this week also. Something that's really been bothering me, going into these Walgreens or CVS or whatever Rite Aid. I don't know what stores outside of the Eastern Seaboard. Those are the big ones by us, the drug stores. We used to call them drug stores. I don't know if people still call them drugs. Okay. In these drug stores, they started with, in the men's aisles, putting the replacement razors behind security glass that an assistant, you got to call somebody to unlock the thing, to open it, to get you your razors. Now, I understand, because these razors are very, they're like $40, but it has gotten to the point where I went to a local, and there's not a lot of crime in my town. My town is a very safe town. I'm proud of that. But it has gotten to the point where now they're putting deodorant. I mean, there's deodorant locked up.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Plexiglas. What the fuck are we doing? What, I gotta call somebody to get a stick of Right Guard? This is the society we're living in now. It's just, you know, man, things are just getting wonkier and wonkier. I hold on to your money, people. Something is going crazy wrong in this fucking wacky country where we gotta put sticks of deodorant behind plexiglass on a locked door, and I gotta call over some 18-year-old who could give a fuck less about me wearing deodorant to come and open this thing, and they don't know where the key is, and they got to call the manager to see if they could open it. If somebody's, you know, Walgreens has the money to, if they lose a couple bars of deodorant over the course of a couple of weeks, it ain't going to put Walgreens out of business. It's not, we're not securing Rolexes in this store. It's
well, you know, it says a lot about the state of our country. It's very sad.
It's bad, Joe. It's bad. It's bad, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm telling
that. When I was in New York, Mikey, every single thing was fucking locked up.
I know, bro.
Yeah, it's New York. I mean, I talked about the city.
New York's so bad, bro. That's changed.
It is. So bad. It is really, really. And to be honest, too, L.A., you know, I know this might sound ridiculous, but it is true. I don't feel what I look forward to most about the Jupiter move. I don't feel safe in L.A. I really don't. I mean, with the
that's not good. That's not good.
That goes on street to street. And where I am, by the way, it's not a bad area, but you go through different streets around here. There's some tough areas. I mean, everything. There's people robbing stores all the time. New York City's terrible. And L.A. is awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's it. If you don't feel safe, that ain't good. And really, you know, we said about New York, and we said, you know, how bad New York. I'll tell you, so it's not bad at Herald Square at the Five Iron Bar, though.
No, it's not.
It's a safe area. Breezy Lounge is probably the safest lounge in the city.
I agree.
I would say. So that's a place you'd want to be. Nothing will be locked up. Everything will be open, you know, for your taking, for your liking.
Good people in there.
Great people. A lot of people. A
lot of people. Great people. Best people. Let's send it over to Joey D.
I'm going to buy this week. I'm going to buy Jupiter. And I've been saying it for a long time that this is my town, that I can see myself thriving in this place. They're starting to call me Joey Jupiter. And you know, now,
wait. Who's calling you Joey Jupiter?
That's the name of going around the street these days is Joey Jupiter's.
Who put that into the
atmosphere? I've had a few people, a few DMs, you know. I think it sounds good. The alliteration is great.
And you know what? I'm not going to criticize that. But if I said that I'm getting DMs about something, I just want to again do the pot calling the kettle black. Whenever I say that I got people DMing me, oh, Joe goes into an uproar or Bob
not always
into a pretzel.
Once in a while. It depends on what you say.
Every time.
No, it's not every time.
I said I got a lot of backing on the pot pie. Nobody backed me on that.
I told you I love chicken pot pie. What are you talking about?
On the egg rolls, on the mustard.
The mustard I called you out because that was ridiculous.
Mustard's a great condiment, Joe.
I'm not saying that, but you were putting stories up about mustard for the next 4 days.
Mustard's pretty
good. It was overkill. So, yeah, I came at you with that one. But I said I like chicken pot pie.
Let me tell you something about overkill. It works.
Oh yeah, yeah. You take
I would buy overkill. You know what's a good buy? Overkill.
No, because it's too much.
The Packers.
What a ridiculous.
But you are, the Packers did well. The overkill.
Overkill. You know what I say though? This Jupiter though is you want to talk safe, Bob? I haven't seen a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
On the ground. A piece of garbage. Everything is pristine. It's clean. Some kid saw me the other day at. Not a kid. It's a guy. Some guy saw me at this Lenora's, Bob, and he didn't even say. He came over, very respectful. Him and his friends said hello. You know, we're a big fan of the show and this and that. You know, they bought all my drinks and all my appetizers. Didn't even say anything. The server came by afterwards and said, "Sir, your bill is going to be significantly lower than you think." The people are very nice and friendly over there. Fantastic. And I haven't even golfed yet.
By the way,
Joe's going back to that place every weekend now.
He's going to look for I actually should call the kid out. I felt terrible.
Do you have his name?
I forgot it.
He's
very nice. He played golf with Grant.
Give him a shout out on the pod.
I'm doing it right now. His cousin is Steve Malbon.
You don't recall his name at all.
I'm not good with stuff like that. I forget people's names. But the thing is, too, is that I met a lot of people recently, so I don't remember. He was a strapping young lad. Good guy. I'm telling you, though, right now, Bob, the people in the grocery stores, the restaurants, they're very friendly. They're giving us the restaurant manager came up. Now, I remember his name. His name was Martin. He came up. He gave us, 10 recommendations. And you should see what Bob's dad's been doing for me. You want to see the message he sent me? It was like the scroll of the Ten Commandments of restaurant recommendations.
5 minutes to get through with the amount of recommendations. But I will say, I was on the phone with my dad last Friday, and I said, "What are you doing today?" He goes, "I'm going to dinner with Joe."
"We had a great time."
He's like, "Going to dinner with Joe." I was like, "Joe who?" He's like, "Guts." I was like, "You're going to dinner with Joe?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "What time?"
5 o'clock.
Yeah. He put a lot of time and love in.
You know, he told me when we were for dinner, he's like, he's going to make his sole mission to make sure he gives me every single recommendation of restaurant, because apparently I bashed the restaurant scene in Jupiter before, and I didn't even know that I did. But now he really wants to make sure he set me up for success. And we had a great dinner, Bob. You were dearly missed.
To see Joe out to dinner with my parents, for me, it was one of the coolest. I mean, it was, I really appreciated it. I thought it was awesome. It was really cool for me. Hey. And, you know, we're moving to Jupiter because to make the show and everything more efficient. But I know a big reason we're going to Jupiter is that's really what I want. I really wanted to go to Jupiter. And these guys are trusting in me to come on down and go to Jupiter. So I really want him to like it. So to hear that he liked it, you know, that's a big sell. That's a big buy. I didn't see that coming. And it's a big buy. And I'm happy to hear that, Joseph.
Yeah, so far it's been, you know, Nicole really likes it. And the complex that we're at, there's a million dogs. So Dre's sniffing ass. He's having a great time. You know, everybody's having fun.
Well, Joe is like that crazy uncle that you have. That's what he's just crazy Uncle Joe. That's what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Strapping young lad. Dogs sniffing asses everywhere. I mean, he's
I'm just saying the dog's happy.
You wouldn't have it any other way, Joseph.
I've spent a freaking fortune since I've been there already.
He texted me the other day. He's like, Mikey, I just got out of the furniture store. I've been banged. He goes, you wouldn't understand. I was furniture like, I furnished the house. I know it gets expensive.
This guy tried to sell me a $7,000 mattress.
Joe, the only thing that concerns
$7,000.
Yeah, if it's a $7,000 mattress, it better do more than just sleep.
Temperature. You could change the temperature on it, the front and back maneuvered up and down. I'm like, this thing is. Do I look like I need a $7,000 mattress?
The only
thing I do back problem.
I'll
give you the referral.
By the way, Lake Placid could not have been good for the back.
The house was really nice, man. The Airbnb that her family got was like really nice, and it was with the beds, like the sleeping conditions were really good. Okay. There was nine bedrooms in this house. I slept on a king mattress. It was great. Me and little G baby slept together.
That's fantastic.
We had to split the kids up because they were fucking going nuts. They wouldn't go to sleep.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I can't think of a worse place to go for a bad back, Lake Placid.
Why is that?
Lake Placid, I think like
winter sports.
Think like the intense, you know, going down the slopes and stuff like that.
It's I didn't actually do any physical activity of any sorts other than drinking and taking my kids down the hill on the tube, but they just rode down and then I would go get them.
Isn't that where when the USA, when they, the Miracle on Ice, take place in Lake Placid, or that's where
I believe it did. Cause they have a store there. That's literally, it's called the Team USA store. And all it is Miracle on Ice shit. USA hockey stuff. It was very cool.
Did you see
very
any cool. Michael Arruzioni shirts?
Yes. They had jerseys, Michael Arruzioni jerseys.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I got Dom. He wanted a little hockey stick, Joe. So maybe Dom's getting it. Yeah, he wanted a little hockey stick, and he picked out, and I let him pick out whatever one he wanted. He picked out New Jersey Devils is what he picked out. And
Martin Brodeur.
I had no say in it. So
you're secretly happy.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad if he's interested in anything like other than like, you know, watching videos and shit, I'm happy about it. So anything outside of screen time.
Let's head on over to our top five. Today's top five is going to be five most overrated desserts. The five most overrated desserts in the game. Let's go ahead and let's start off with Mikey V.
Wow. Okay. No problem. Number five, I got Jell-O. I think Jell-O, you know, as a kid, I guess it's amusing because the colors and the shapes. But push comes to shove, don't put Jell-O in front of me. I'm not a child. It's been around for so long. I mean, you got to say that it's got staying power, obviously. But to me, I don't know why. Number four, red velvet anything. Red velvet cake, cookies. Red velvet had like this this ascension to greatness and popularity like 15 years ago. And for the life of me, I don't know why. I get when they compliment it with the cream cheese icing, but the cream cheese icing could be paired with just about any other type of cake and it would be just as good. The red preach, velvet Michael. Itself is, it's just, it's a mirage. It's an illusion.
Preach,
it's
preach.
Nothing. Okay.
You're catching some steam here.
Number like three. Well, I may derail here quickly. Number
because you started so good.
Number three is a dessert that's offered, I want to say at almost every single restaurant. When they read the dessert menu, this is almost always on it. And for the life of me, I never order it. And I understand why some people may. Sorbet. I think sorbet. Oh, yeah.
It's a palate cleanser, Mikey. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about like the sorbet that they bring for a course at like a wedding to cleanse your palate. I'm talking about making that your dessert option choice.
You know why people do it is because it's light. So you don't have to feel bad about ordering dessert and it's refreshing.
We had it at Rayo's the other night and I never thought of it. It was fucking phenomenal.
Bob's banging Mikey as you
said. No, I'm just being honest.
I just think sorbet, like if you're gonna like just order fucking ice cream.
Well,
like,
ice cream is heavier.
You really want ice cream. Yeah, but you really want the ice cream. And if you're fucking fat enough to order dessert after dinner, which I try not to do a lot, just order the fucking ice cream.
But if stop playing a good charades. Italian restaurant,
if the waiter knows if you're ordering sorbet, you want ice cream. You're just trying to be healthy about it. It's dumb. Just enjoy the ice cream. I don't know. Number two, this is gonna really piss people off.
This is gonna. You started out so hot, Mike.
I know, but I gotta stay true to myself. Number two, s'mores. I think s'mores.
Oh no! This,
the amount of trouble you have to go through to make a s'more. You gotta get the graham. I'm not saying they don't taste good. Marshmallow, very overrated. Chocolate, also. You know my opinion on chocolate. I think that's so. But the amount of trouble you got to go through, you got to get a fire. You got to get graham crackers. You got to get sticks. You got to get more. By the time it's done to make one s'more, you bite into it and you're like, this was not fucking worth it. I'm sorry. It's not. Now, it's another thing if somebody at a restaurant, for whatever reason, they're going to give you made s'mores. But I think the s'more by itself, the amount of work that makes it a very overrated dessert. There's just way too much involved to produce one. And I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze in the end.
It's an experience. I love a good s'more, man.
All right. This is number one, the most overrated dessert in the world. It's not exclusive to birthdays, but I'm going to say regular old sheet cake. Just a cake, birthday cake. I'm not talking about ice cream cake. Not talking about ice cream cake. Make that very explicitly clear. Birthday cake, regular sheet cake. I fucking hate regular cake. I don't want it.
Like a chocolate cake?
Like a birthday cake. You know what I'm talking about with the icing and the whipped cream and then the layered sponge cake. Like I just think it's so overrated, man. Like I don't really ever recall a time unless it's a specialty made like a carrot cake. Or like something along those lines, a different type of like chocolate, mint, some, I don't know, wacky shit. Traditional sheet cake, I think it's very overrated. I'm sorry. I think it's very overrated birthday cake.
I love it. I love the birthday cake one. I got no issue with that.
Okay.
I'll let it rip. Number five, I got tiramisu the tiramisu,
yeah.
Oh my God, tiramisu,
Sierra Nevada.
Bob, you're joking right now, right?
No, I not the slight tiramisu.
I thought he was gonna say Tierra Rajada.
Tiramisu.
What's the name?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu, and by the way, that's my honorable mention.
Tiramisu is delicious.
I agree with Bob. I have to agree with Bob on this. Butchering of the enunciation, but I think it's a good take. I got it as my honorable mention, Joe. I think it's another one of those things. It's on every single dessert menu at every single restaurant, and it's just not. It's never that good fucking one, good. I have few and far between.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. It just doesn't do it for me. And again, it's so hyped up too.
It's Bob's best line. Just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Number four, I got. Apple pie. I just think.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, apple pie doesn't.
What are you going to say next? You hate America?
It's apple pie is so good.
It's so reliant on ice cream in my eyes.
That's horseshit.
You need to put so much ice cream on top of that for it to hit. It just
a good apple pie, Bob. A homemade apple pie.
But warm apple pie when it melts in your mouth. You don't even need ice cream.
A good homemade apple pie, Bob.
It doesn't hit for me. I got apple pie at 4. Number 3, I got cupcakes. I think cupcakes.
Cupcakes is a good one.
Just incredibly, incredibly overrated. So
I don't want to do the cake and the cupcake play. I thought that would have been like cheap to do that, you know?
Yeah, I thought you guys might have an issue with it, but I could throw in my
I don't have an issue with cupcake. I'm saying I was close to putting it on my list, but I had cake at number 1 and I felt like it would have been cheap.
I got cake at
you got I, cake anyway. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's why okay. I thought you guys that's so fine. Yeah. I,
now go ahead.
Number 2, I had birthday cake. Same what you're saying, sheet cake. Not ice cream cake's a different ballgame because it's more ice cream. Right. Sheet cake is what I mean with that as well. Number 1 might be a hot take. I want to like them because they have so much pizzazz. Like, I think it's such an Italian thing.
Cannolis?
I got cannoli at 1.
I don't hate that take because it's my least favorite of all Italian pastries. Cannoli is my least favorite.
I thought I was
going to
take shit for that. I thought I was going to take a lot of shit there.
No.
Yeah.
The apple pie is the worst one.
The apple pie is terrible. Apple pie is a terrible terrible take.
Mikey loves a good apple pie.
I do. Because I feel strongly. I want to like the cannolis. They look great, but it's just not there. It's just not good.
I've had delicious cannoli. Don't get me wrong. I just think like it's just basically it's a cracker, like a specialty like pastry crust, and it's just overloaded with like super sugary sweet cream inside. And the cream can be delicious. I just think it's overkill. Like a large cannoli to me is just. It's such overkill. Like, I don't know. I don't hate that take. I hate the apple pie take.
Joey D, let's send it over to you.
All right, number 5. I got cake pops. I guess you could go cake, but I got the actual cake pops. I think they're terribly overrated. They're not that good. Honest to God, I think they're more for children than anything.
Yeah, like, that's G Baby's favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, but I know, but I think as a little kid, you know, but when you're an adult, you look like an idiot eating them. And on top of that, they're just not that good. I've never had a cake pop that I'm like, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
That's like a big Starbucks thing.
The cake pop at 5. At number 4, I've got red velvet cake at number 4. I think it's terribly overrated.
It is.
It's a very distinguished flavor that, you know, I can only have a little small piece of it and enjoy it. And anything after that, it's just overkill to me. It's too much, too rich, too. It's just not for me. Then at number 3, this dessert stinks. Angel food cake is awful. Angel food cake is just garbage. You want to talk about something that's reliant on like a mixed berries or whipped cream or something else. Angel food cake, you cannot eat it by itself. It needs to be accompanied with something else to be half decent. So that's my number 3. And number 2, macarons. These are some of the most overpriced. You guys don't know what macarons are?
Macaroons.
They're macaron. It's French.
Macaron? I've always heard them called macaroons. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Macaron is the French. There it is, macaron.
I know what it is. I've never heard it called macaron.
I thought it was macaroon. Not that I could really.
No, if you pronounce it in French, it's macaron. So I think, by the way, these are so overpriced. If you go to some of these high-end French pastry shops, you spend a fortune, and they're really not that good.
I grow more and more speechless every episode.
It's macaron.
Okay. All right.
You want me to do the
No, you're good, Joe. You're good. It's French, Mikey.
Here.
Look,
macaron. You want me to play it?
Yeah.
I could probably play it. Hold on.
Please say macaron.
Macarons.
Wait, listen.
Macarons.
Macarons.
Big win for Joey D. That's a big win for Joey D. Go ahead,
Never heard of it.
But... All right. Well, you learn something new every day, boys. Sure. But I just think that they're so overrated. They're not that good, and they're overpriced, and they're just – it's like these girls want to get these things because they think that they're French and they're high distinguished and that they – I don't know. I don't get it. And at number one, I'm with Mikey V. The s'more is the most overrated dessert. Even close.
Thank you.
The graham cracker sticks to the roof of your mouth. It's not, it doesn't melt in your mouth. The marshmallow and the chocolate combined is gooey. It gets all over your fingers. It's messy. It's underwhelming. It takes a long time to make. And it just, everybody over, it is way over. I can't understand the whole, it really pisses me off. I don't understand the whole hype around s'mores. I think it's like this childhood fascination. Yeah. And like, I remember watching it during the Sandlot. I'm like, that's the coolest thing ever. It's just not that good. For the hype that it gets and the credit it gets, and everybody's like, oh, let's do baked s'mores. I also hated s'mores because when I worked for Four Seasons in Whistler, they had a happy hour, like an hour where outside in the mountains, I had to turn the fires on and these kids would be roasting marshmallows. This all comes
back to Joe being inconvenienced.
And the marshmallows would get all over the fireplace, all over the place. Sure. There's chocolate, graham crackers everywhere, and these kids, you have one bite of it, they're done. It's overrated.
That sucks. I love s'more. I think s'more, I think it's an experience. I think it's a blast. I think they're tremendous. Maybe you guys aren't doing the marshmallow the right way. Maybe you're not putting fire long enough.
But I Mikey, think you're on. You're when you said it, I was like, damn, he's got it too. I got a
the one. S'more, man. It's a lot of work for nothing. It's not worth it. Again, juice isn't worth the squeeze.
And I'll give you my honorable mention while I'm at it. My honorable mention is cannolis. I've very rarely had a good cannoli. It's very, seldom that I've had a very, very good cannoli where I'm like, damn, that's really good. Either the shell is too hard or it's too soft. There's too much cream, not enough cream. It's very hard to find the perfect ratio for a good cannoli. And quite frankly, I just think that it's just done too often, too badly.
I've had some of the greatest cannolis ever. I still think they're overrated. Yeah, I still do.
I want to like it. You know, it looks cool. It looks like it would be really good. I just haven't been able to get into it. All right, I got the Baked Alaska on my honorable mention. Baked
Alaska. How often are you having that? I mean, I get it, but
you know what? It's like the quesadillas of dessert, and it's not quesadillas, the fajitas. Like, it's such a spectacle when it comes out, and it's like I'm like eating nothing. You can't even. It's just like I got the Baked Alaska as my honorable mention. Mikey V, will send it to you.
You know, I was gonna do tiramisu as my honorable mention, Bob, but I'm gonna shift so we all have something different. I'm gonna go with chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what.
You bite into a chocolate-covered strawberry, the shell disintegrates everywhere. You just got a regular strawberry at that point. You're just picking up pieces of the shells and eating chocolate. It's an asinine dessert.
Chocolate fondue strawberry?
That is special. Yeah, I mean, how often are you around, I guess, at a wedding or something? I'm talking about the chocolate-covered, they're very popular.
The hardened one, yeah.
Yeah, you bite into it, you're done. It comes right out of the shell.
That's a decent take.
Fellas. Lot to be excited about. Possible AC trip on the books here. Saturday, Herald Square, 5 Iron. Mikey V and the gang holding down the fort. This is our bar, as crazy as it is to say that. But pretty, pretty cool stuff. Go check that out, fellas. Football on tonight. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. Been a real solid episode of the Brinley Dumb Show. And as always, we will see you next week. Take care, you wild bastards.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.